నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం శిష్యంకు పశ్చాత్త వస్తే నివర్తతి అభద్రా కచి నివర్తతి అభద్రా కచి చరతి తా పునః కచి చరతి తత్ పునః కచి నివర్తతి అభద్రా ప్రాయశ్చిత్యం అసూపాఖ్యం ప్రాయశ్చిత్తం అసూపాఖ్యం మన్నే కుంజర శౌచవ మన్నే కుంజర శౌచవ ప్రాయశ్చిత్తం అసూపాఖ్య మన్నే కుంజర శౌచవ క్వచిద్ నివర్తతి వద్యా క్వచిద్ చరతి తత్పునః ప్రాయశ్చిత్తం అసూపాఖ్యం మన్నే కుంజర శౌచవ పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజ్ హీ సేస్ ఎవ్రీవన్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ నోస్ వాట్ ఈస్ టు సమ్ ఎక్స్టెంట్ ఎట్ లీస్ట్ ఆర్ టు హిస్ కెపాసిటీ నోస్ దిస్ ఇస్ రైట్ ఆర్ దిస్ ఇస్ రాంగ్ మే నాట్ బి వెరీ అడ్వాన్స్ in knowledge, but something they know, this is right, this is wrong. So, similarity we have described. Everyone knows, this is not good. But, he is punished. Again he does that. So, Prabhupada Maharaj says, what is the use of this atonement? He further explains in this verse, that kachit nivartati avadra. Avadra means unclean, wrong thing. Bhadra means right. Bhadra and avadra. In India, bhadra means gentleman. And avadra means uncivilized. So sometimes he does like gentleman and sometimes like క్వచిత్ నివర్తతి భద్రా క్వచిత్ చరతి తత్పునః ఆఫ్టర్ కమింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది క్లీన్ హౌస్ దేర్ హి డిసైడ్స్ నో మోర్ ఇట్స్ కమ్ ఐ షల్ నౌ బికమ్ డెడ్ బట్ యాజ్ సూన్ యాజ్ హిస్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ కేమ్ ఇన్ అండ్ అగైన్ దిస్ ఇస్ దట్ హి డిడ్ కమ్ So, in this condition, atonement, if he cannot change his character, so what is the use of this atonement? Prayashchittam asu aparthya. Aparthya means to use it. If he cannot change his character, change his mind, then the punishment or prayashchitta is aparthya, useless. How useless? Monday, I think, it is as useless as kundala soto. Kundala means elephant. Elephants taking bath. Perhaps you are not saying, in India we had some opportunity. They wash the body very nicely. Repeatedly throwing water with the trunk. And as soon as come on the So, of the tank, again take some dust and throw it away. We have to study from nature. The hell is that? His rascal was so nicely his body, and immediately coming out of the tank, he throws dust. So thing is, one day, Kundara Sosava, very appropriate. It is as Hustishna in Sanskrit is called Hustishna. Snan means bathing, and Husti means elephant. So, if you are not changing our character, then what is the use of an advancement of knowledge, education? That I told you yesterday, that in spite of so-called advancement of education, culture, science, philosophy, the result is when you go to the airport, you are through, you are dishonest. Everyone is checked, means everyone is dishonest. This is to be supposed. Maybe some of us are true. When majority are dishonest, even there is somebody honest, he also. But Durita Prabha, majority, nowadays it is democratic days, majority. So, as this Krishna consciousness movement is also taken as one of the sentimental movements. It is the most scientific movement. And because there are so many gurus that felt, they imagine something and cheat people, people want to be cheated, taking advantage. So, we are also one of them. But the majority is that it is folly to be wise where ignorance is bliss. When everyone is rested, to become intelligent is rested. Otherwise you say, I am also rested, that is not that. If you say, no, you are rested, that is right. That is in Bhaiya. Actually, it will be explained in the next class. Prithit Maharaj puts a very intelligent question. That what is the use of this kind of practice that won't back? It has no use. So, as the student is intelligent, the spiritual master is also gradually giving him more intelligence. First of all, for ordinary man, the atonement, punishment, he proposed. But when the student, intelligent student, Maharaj Parikshit says, it is useless. Then, next proposal is, karmana karmanirahara nahi aksam sikari chakishate avidyat avikarishyat prayasthitam vivarsana. Avidya somebody escapes into darkness, then there is no use of this punishment and prayasthita. So he proposes that the man in darkness should be educated. Vimarsanam means cultivation of knowledge, culture. So where is that culture? There is no culture. We propose that the beginning of culture is now it is the sex. This is the beginning. We accept it. Illicit sex? Why illicit sex? Sex is sex? No, that is the beginning of culture. Because in the dog society, there is no marriage. And why in the human society there is marriage? They could avoid it. And nowadays there are many avoid it. In the Kali Yuga, there is no more marriage. There is taken in the body. It is stated 5,000 years ago, it was foretold that during Kali Yuga, Siddhara Vengvahi Udbhavi, let's see, this is called Shastra. 5,000 years ago, it was foretold that marriage means ailment. It is in Kali. Siddhara Vengvahi Udbhavi, this is called Shastra. Bhut, Bhavishya, Vartaman, everything. That is Shastra. And that is perfect knowledge. And Dampatya Rati Vahi. Rati means sex satisfaction. So husband and wife mean sex satisfaction. It is the standard of man and woman's relations. Dampati rati nevu. Vitrati sutra nevu. To become a Brahmin means a thread, a two-cent one. One thread. This is why these are all four. So that is the extent. So, karmana karmani dahara. No jhatam sikalchkishati avidya avidya pujikaritya prayasitam vimarsana. So, the Guru Sukadeva Goswami has examined Parikshit Maharaj and it appears that the king has passed one phase of examination by rejecting the process of account. This is interesting. Immediately said, Guru, what is this? He has rejected. rejecting the process of account because it involves three activities. Karma. Karma and communication. Sinful activity, then another karma to punish me. So here it is saying by one karma cannot be nullified by another karma. Karma means activity. So they are going on passing resolution after resolution and laws after law. But things are in the same position. They are not changing. Therefore, it cannot be checked in that way, karmana karmane dhara. Now, Sukadeva Goswami is suggesting the platform of speculative knowledge. When it has failed, that failed, repeatedly committing criminal activities, repeatedly he is being punished, but it is not corrected, then what is the aim? That is, speculative knowledge. Progressing from karmakanda to jnanakanda, he is proposing prayasuttam vimarsanam. Real atonement is full knowledge. One should be given knowledge. Unless one comes to the knowledge, so modern education, there is no real knowledge. Real knowledge begins in the Bhagavad Gita. Those who have read Bhagavad Gita, the first understanding of Arjuna was given lesson when he was perplexed and he became a disciple of Krishna. Krishna Sriham Prasadimam Prapannam. Krishna, let us stop this friendly talking. Now I agree to become your disciple. Now teach me. So the first teaching was described by Asatyanam Sutastam Pradyavada Subhasas. You have no knowledge. Vatasam Avatasam Sumanu Sutanti Pandita. You are talking like a Pandit, but you are not Pandit. Immediately says you are a fool. Because Dharu Sutra, this kind of thinking is not maintained by Dharu Sutra. That means you are not a learned man. And that is going on at the present moment. Everyone is thinking that he is very highly elevated learner, but he is fool number one. That is going on. Because there is no standard knowledge. Vishwanathan Goswami also, when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also said the same thing. He was in his sense. He was Prime Minister. He was very learned scholar in Sanskrit and Urdu. In those days, Urdu, because it was Mahavadan Mahavadan. But he thought it twice. That he called me learned scholar, but what kind of scholar? He put this question before him. Gramma Babahari Kahara Punni Sattakuri Mani. Apunari Hitahit Kishunahi Jani. My dear Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is common man. They say that I am MPhD, BSc and so on and so on. And very learned scholar. But I am so big scholar that I do not know what I am and what is my aim of life. Let's see. Ask any so-called scholar, then what is the aim of life? Because the aim of life is the same, like the dog. If they be merry and enjoy and die. So, where is education? Where is my education? Real education is different, that one must know his own position and act accordingly. That you can get from being ignorant. Vijana, Thamsa, Rumin, Bhavi, Se, Brahmaswami, Rutriyam, Brahmanishtam, Brahmanishtam. If one has no sense to understand the support consciousness or God consciousness, he is no better than the dog and cat. No credit. According to Vedic civilization, anyone who is thinking of this body and doing accordingly, for the body is clearer, is working so hard. That is not knowledge. Here it is suggested that prayasittam vivarsam. If you want to be saved from the tribulation offered by the material nature, then you have to be very thoughtful and thinking that what is the actual tribulation. That is the beginning of Vedanta Sutra, that you inquire about Brahma of the Absolute, Father Brahma, please go and follow that. Don't spoil it like cats and dogs, eating, sitting, making, and dancing. No. So same dancing, same eating can be utilized when it is interesting. Then he simply by dancing and chanting and taking prasadam, he will learn a scholar. Thank you very much.